So let us now go before the Lord in prayer, opening up this call in prayer so that we can hear what God has for us this morning. Lord, we praise you. We adore you. We love you. We thank you. And we're going to praise your holy name with our souls. And we're not going to forget all the benefits that you have given to us. We thank you for this call this morning, and we thank you for the leaders of this call, that they were obedient and said yes when you commanded them to start this call. We thank you, God, for this call has touched many hearts and many lives and changed many people. God, we thank you this morning that you are here and ever present with us. We thank you for our speaker that's coming forth to deliver what you have set on their hearts to give to us this morning. We ask you that you anoint the speaker, pour out their virtues, that we may hear from on high and strengthen ourselves as we go about our daily lives with our light shining, changing the world. We are the change agents, and we know that you will be with us. You are always with us, ever present with us, to keep us strong, and we get strength through your word. So we thank you right now. And we thank you for Artists International, that company, that great, great company that afforded us this platform that we can come together each and every morning to share your word. Now, God, I ask you to continue to watch over this call, continue to strengthen this call, continue to grow this call, because your people are failing because of lack of knowledge, but they can gain knowledge through this call. So we thank you, we praise you, and we adore you. And we cover this call in your blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, it has been an absolute joy to greet and see each and every one of you in this telecommunications sanctuary this morning. This has been Jackie Henderson here at Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'd like to say that I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And I would like now to turn the call over to our host, the very capable hands of our host this morning, and they shall continue with the call. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Brenda. Take it away. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your voice, I tell you. And this is definitely a day of celebration. We love and appreciate you for being the wonderful greeter that you are. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for giving this call every Monday through Friday. And to my TMC family, we love and appreciate you. Thank you for joining us this morning on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you, Minister Benita, for that. This is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And again, along with Minister Jackie, we say welcome to the Master's Call. We're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific time. Now, we're so thankful that God had started this call back in October 2010 with the two wonderful co-founders I just mentioned, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And we're so grateful and excited that we're about to expound upon 7 years of ministry, and we know that God is doing greater as we go forth. Now, the call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we see that the call is growing. We see that you're inviting your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones to come and join us and let them know this is a great, great way to start their day. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there you'll notice that the speakers are on there, the bios, as well as information of the previous day's messages. You'll see so much great, great information. And one thing I love is our theme. Our theme for the year is, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, we know that there are some people out there that God has called to assist with this ministry, and we're looking for you to just step up and say, I'm ready. And if you're ready to do so, send your information to info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. And you'll see that Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will definitely get in touch with you, because we are having such a wonderful time, and it's a blessing to be a blessing to others. Now, God has blessed many of us to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. It was under Artist International, and we're so thankful that we have the best products on this side of heaven, and we're not only in the United States, we are around the world helping people with their health. So in order to get more information, get with the person that invited you to this call, or better still, we have a new morning motivational call that's coming up right after this call. Today is Testimonial Thursday. You definitely want to hear the profound testimonies that are given with these great products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. And if you have Metro PC, or you know somebody wants to get on and they have Metro PC, or a company that's not allowing them to get on, the bridge number is 857-957-1147. 857-957-1147. We want to say happy birthday to our very own Minister Ada Grace. We love and appreciate you. Minister Tiffany sung to her this morning, and we are so thankful that God has given you another year, and we are praying with you and thanking God for you. We heard her on the call. She sounds wonderful. And listen, you guys get your pens out. We want to be a blessing to her along her journey. God is doing great things in her life, but we definitely want to be a blessing to her along her journey, which is just a few health challenges that she's going through. So if you have an ID number to get some product, we want you to go and order the product and encourage her by sending some products such as Pure Noni, the Lavive Red, the Coral Calcium, and send them to Ada Grace. And this is the address. Get your pens out. Ada Grace. And the address is 15493 East 96th Street, East 96th Street, Brooklyn, New York. That's Brooklyn, New York. The address is 11236, 11236. Again, 1593 East 96th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11236. Let's be a blessing to this woman of God, and let her know that we love and appreciate her. I'm going to introduce this woman of God that's going to take forth. I tell you, she, look, the Lord Almighty definitely stands tall in this little lady. She may be small, but I tell you, she's power-packed. This is Minister Willa Peterson, who has been married to Gerald Peterson for over 41 years. She used to reside in Oak Park, Illinois for well over 38 years, and she and her husband retired and went to Tampa, Florida back in 2016. They've been there a year now. And I tell you, God has been blessing her. She is a member now of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois. But now she's found a Bible-based fellowship church in Florida, Tampa, Florida. She loves serving people. She loves serving the Lord. And there she is, flown up to New York to meet with our wonderful minister, Ada, her little sister, to bless her and be with her and pray with her, not only in spirit, but right there physically. She is such a woman of God who is a certified health coach. She's a retired educator. She is a blessing to the masses, always doing the will of the Lord as God leads her. She is so excited to be in Tampa with her husband. She's so excited that she's a grandmother. She's a wonderful mother, of course. We know that from her children being such a blessing to the masses. We love and appreciate her, and I'm going to get out of the way as I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our very own Minister Willa Peterson from Tampa, New York, and Tampa, Florida, and I think she is ministering from New York, this woman of God. God bless you, Minister Willa. Are you there?
Yes, I can, my sister, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much for that warm introduction. I feel like I need to send you a check for saying all those great things that you said about me. And, yes, I am here with my beautiful sister in her lovely home here in Brooklyn, as she would say. And so it's just such a blessing to be here with her. Thank you, my TMC family. And, again, thank you, Minister Brenda, for everything you said and just for how you keep us all together here on the TMC call. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for greeting and seating the people of God, our family members, with and giving us that wonderful, powerful prayer. Now, I know I only have 12 minutes, so I'm going to try to get through my message within the 12 minutes I have. But I would be remiss if I did not tell Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you so much for pushing me out of the nest. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for being that equal opportunity nest ejector when we were all holding on and you said, no, you got to let go. So just thank you for allowing God to use me in this way. So, Father, all of you and none of me, as I bring this message this morning, use me mightily, Lord. And I just pray that this message will be a blessing to our family members on the call. We give you praise and we call it done. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And this message this morning is called, Surely Our God is Bigger and More Powerful Than Your Goliath. And that's found in Samuel, 1 Samuel 17. And the Lord put this on my heart because as I thought about the devastation that's going around the country, as I thought about my brothers and sisters who are faced with physical challenges, who are faced with other kind of challenges, the Lord put on my heart that surely our God is bigger and more powerful than your Goliath. And I'm sure we are all well informed about the adverse weather conditions that have swept the eastern border of our country as well as the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, and the earthquakes in Mexico and Mexico City. The hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria have left thousands without homes, the ability to meet basic needs, and the loss of family members. This devastation has left some affected and their family members with a feeling of hopelessness. It would appear as though Goliath has come in and stripped them of the comforts, pleasures, and some of the simple basics of life. We have all been faced with the taunting and bullying of Goliath. What has been or what is your biggest Goliath today? Is it your family? Is it your health, the health of a family member, your job, your finances? Whatever it is, surely our God is bigger than your Goliath. In 1 Samuel 17, the Philistines and the Israelites are about to go to battle as both teams are ready to fight. Verses 4 through 6 tells us Goliath, the 9-foot-6-inch giant, who was well-clad in his battle array. Not only was Goliath suited for battle, but he boasted about his ability. 1 Samuel 17:8 tells us, "Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, 'Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me.'" They were facing a giant, the biggest human being they had ever seen before. Many of us are facing giants, the biggest situations we have had or have ever seen in our lives. Hurricane Harvey was a giant. Hurricane Irma was a giant. Hurricane Maria was a giant. The earthquakes were giants. However, as we see as this story unfolds, a Goliath situation is not a permanent situation. Verse 11, when Saul and all the Israelites heard that these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. In other words, they were scared. The Bible goes on to tell us that Goliath did not harass them just one day. He taunted them for 40 days, morning and evening. Verse 24 says, when they saw Goliath, they were intimidated and fled because they were so afraid. To the Israelites, Goliath was so big that they just knew they could not win the battle. Their problem kept them insecure, fearful, and terrorized. What is that situation in your life that is threatening you? Surely our God is bigger and more powerful than your Goliath. Apparently, the Israelites were not afraid to position themselves to fight the Philistines initially, because verse 2 tells us that Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the Valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. They were ready to fight until they saw Goliath. Then David comes on the scene, and everything changes. David, as you know, was the youngest son of Jesse, who was tending some sheep. David's father asked him to take his three elder brothers some food. When David gets down there, he doesn't really understand what's going on, so he began to ask questions. David heard the words. Now we have the game changer, the thing that would shift the momentum, the thing that would change the whole course of what was going on around them, the thing that would turn a defeated situation into a victorious one. Now, there is an interesting contrast in verses 9 and 25. Verse 9 represents Saul's assuredness and his arrogance because it says, if he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And verse 25 shows the Israelites' uneasiness with the upcoming battle. So the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches, will give him his daughter, and give his father's house exemption from the taxes of Israel. Now David decided to go furthering in his questioning, and in verse 26 asked, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Now let's take a moment to look at this. Excuse me. Goliath is the name. In verses 26 and 36, David refers to Goliath as an uncircumcised Philistine. Being uncircumcised means Goliath was not under the covenant. David knew in his own flesh that he was powerless as any other person to defeat Goliath. But he caught hold of the truth of the situation. This Philistine had defiled God. And God would not allow such defiance to go unpunished. Knowing that he was under the covenant, David knew how this battle was going to end. What is going on in your life right now or in the life of a family member or a friend that is trying to cause you fear? What is going on right now that is causing you to doubt the power that we have in Ephesians 3:20 that says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us." So call whatever is bullying you Goliath. If you continue to call it what you're already calling it, you will allow it to take control of you. So instead, give that uncircumcised hindrance a new name. Give that cancer a new name. Call it Goliath. Give that high blood pressure a new name. Call it Goliath. Give that heart disease a new name. Call it Goliath. Give that diabetes a new name. Call it Goliath. Give that financial situation a new name. Call it Goliath. Give those kids who are unruly a new name. Call it Goliath, because we know from this story how Goliath winds up defeated. I love the confidence David shows in verse 26 when he inquired what would be done for the man who overtook Goliath, and how he discussed his resume with Saul in verses 36 and 37. He says, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like them, seeing he has defied the army of the living God." Verse 37, "Moreover," David said, "the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." David already saw himself victorious, and he did not see himself defeated. See yourself victorious in whatever the situation is. You see, the Israelites were looking at this 9 foot six man. David was looking at the fact that the circumcision for the Jewish men was a covenant with God, and the covenant meant divine covering. The covenant meant being under the covering of God. And because Goliath was an uncircumcised Philistine, David knew Goliath had no covering. There was no circumcision, so there was no divine protection for Goliath. My family, do you realize that we have a divine covenant with God? So we have a covenant with God, so we have divine protection with him. I heard a preacher say, "The umbrella does not stop it from raining. It just keeps it from raining on you." It's like having an umbrella that is closed. If you open it during the rain, it will cover you and shelter you from the rain. My family, the same holds true with the word of God. When we as Christians, God's children, get the word down in us, when we meditate on it, when we will hold fast to it, we are covered by his power. We are covered by his will. Your Goliath may not change immediately. However, all things work according to God's will when we put our faith, hope, and trust in him. However, through it all, use what you know, God's word, and your unwavering faith, and watch the victory and peace you will have as your Goliath is conquered by God, changing the situation as God changes you in the situation. The covenant is designed to reduce Goliath down to size. Now, David had a different perspective on his problem, the same problem not being looked at in the same way. If all you see is what you see, you do not see all there is to be seen. I'll say that again. If all you see is what you see, you do not see all there is to be seen. If the enemy can keep you blind to the spiritual reality, he can keep you controlled by the physical reality, by the circumstances. Let's not confuse this with Norman Vincent Peale's power of positive thinking. Let's not say Goliath was a 9 foot 6 giant when he really, let's not say Goliath, who is 9 foot 6, is really 6 foot 9. Call it as you see it. When David put Goliath against the covenant, however, Goliath got smaller, not because he literally got smaller, but Goliath was not stronger than the power that was behind the covenant of God. You may be waiting for God to change your circumstance when he may be waiting for you to change your perspective. What do I mean by that? And what did I mean when I say use what you know? In verse 38, Saul tried to get David to use his coat of armor and his helmet. David put it on and tried to walk, for he had not tested them, but he couldn't walk. So David used what he knew. He took it off and picked up a stone, a stick, and five smooth stones, because he said, I'm sure Goliath was wondering, what in the world is he going to do with that? When we're under the covenant and when we're doing things spiritually, we are on the offense. David had holy boldness. He said, I'm going to do what he said. He had holy boldness. David knew there was no covenant with Goliath. He knew there was no divine assistance over him. He knew that he had this one because he had this one because he knew that God was going to keep him. David was operating under the umbrella of the covenant. I'm going to skip down some. The problem today is that we have too many uncovered Christians. To be covered means to have that we have to come under the rule of God. We have to be obedient to God, and we have to come under the umbrella of God's command. We have to come under the authority of God. That's like someone who never opens the Bible but has it. The word is there for them, but they're not reading it. So they're not being nourished by it. Do they know the authority mm-hmm. they have? Do we know the authority we have? When we come under the umbrella of God and operate in the covenant God, the covering God has given us, we will have power to defeat the Goliaths in our lives. And so you know what? I know I'm going to have to stop pretty soon, but I don't know what you're facing down here, but I know somebody up there who is a game changer, who can change the Goliaths in your life. Someone up there who is bigger than what you're facing down here. God can change what's down here from up there. You can say to David, your Goliath doesn't have to have the last say over your life, over your circumstance, over your feelings, over your family, over your world, over anything in your life, because we know somebody up there who is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, who can change any Goliath you have in your life down here. Yes, God is bigger than that somebody or something that you're facing down here, because surely God is bigger than and more powerful than your Goliath. Family, I hope this has been a blessing to you. I will now turn the call back over to our host, Minister Brenda. Are you there? Minister Brenda, are you there?
Okay, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay,
God.
I apologize. Thank you so much. Thought I had already unmuted myself. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful message this morning. We thank God for you, and I tell you, facing our giants and the circumstances, we are under the umbrella of God's protection. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us this day, this hour, this moment, Lord, Lord God, to glorify your holy and righteous name, and we so appreciate you. We appreciate, Lord God, that you have given us your very breath this day. We thank you, Lord God, that the breath we breathe, we will say hallelujah to your name. We thank you, Father, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. So with that, we thank you for the word of God that manifested in our hearts and our spirits this morning, Lord God. Thank you for flourishing your minister with peace, joy, and love, Lord God, as she poured to us. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out and her coming in, everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you for blessing her household, her children, children's children, and everybody concerned, the Lord God. We thank you, Father, for those that are going through some trying times like now, right now with their health. We call Dr. P.K. healed. We call Minister Ada healed. We call Minister Kai healed. We call Minister Jackie healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father God. It is done in Jesus' precious name. We glorify you, Father, for coming. comforting. Minister D. Lee, as they laid to rest her cousin, Lord God, and her family, we thank you for comforting them like never before. Comfort Sharon Stowers and her family, Father God. We give your name the praise and the glory for all that you're doing in our everyday lives, because you're still God. You're still the Messiah. We thank you for Artist Life in its entirety. Bless the women of God that started this call. Bless those that are on this call. And we glorify you, Father, that it's done not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, you heard this message. Share it with somebody today. That replay is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. A wonderful, wonderful message. And also, the New Morning Motivational Call is coming up next with Testimonial Thursday, 712-770-4005. The pen, 294-617-POUND. Get your ID numbers, order some Pure Noni, Red Lavive, Coral Calcium, and send them to Ada Grace, 1593 East 96th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11236. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for sitting and greeting everyone. Thank you, Minister Willa, for giving us such a profound message. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Brenda. Father, you told us in your word in Galatians 6 and 9, do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap a harvest if we don't faint. So, Father, I pray that whatever we're going through today, whatever that Goliath is, Lord, we will not faint in the name of Jesus, because we know that we are covered by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So, Father, we just thank you for this blessed assurance that you have given us, that in all things they work together for good, and in all things we are victorious because we are your children, daughters and sons of the Most High God. We give you praise, O God, and we call it done. And I thank you for the opportunity to minister, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Go out and have a wonderfully blessed day. Goodbye.